I'm Brad Locke, and you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hey, hey, welcome back in, everyone. Brad and James here with you today on this episode of Prep Rally. I think it was Brendan last week. Try to swap it up each week. So we'll spend the next few minutes talking high school sports on this Wednesday, March the 20th, as we record this. I guess first day of spring is almost here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's either today or tomorrow. I'm not sure if it's 20th or 21st.
Of course, we had to get one last freeze in the other night. Got down in the 20s, didn't it? Yeah. So hope you didn't buy a bunch of flowers and plants because now they're dead. Thanks for joining us. I probably already said that. Whatever. But we do come to you every Wednesday. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, online at preprally.djournal.com. We are brought to you by Pizza Doctor at Midtown Point in Tupelo. I almost forgot the pizza today until Brendan mentioned something. I was like, look at the time. That would have been tragic. Pizza Doctor, Midtown Point. Good stuff, always. Follow us on Twitter at DJournalSports. Okay, well, we're smack in the middle of baseball and softball seasons, obviously. So we're going to talk about some stuff from the diamond, specifically games that we covered Tuesday night. James was out at Saltillo as the Tigers took on Grenada in a region contest. That's what, 1-6-A, correct?
That's the one.
Yeah. And, well, too many mistakes, wasn't it?
Way too many mistakes. Close game for a lot of it, but fifth inning came around. Grenada loads the bases. Saltillo gets one out, walks the next two batters. Next one reaches on an RBI ground out, and another one scores on an error. It was just one of those things where, you know, even without the mistakes, there were just a lot of missed opportunities. I think I mentioned in my game story at DJournal.com that they were 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position, and I think only one of those resulted in a run batted in. So
yeah, that's not good.
No. And this does seem to be a year where you could argue it's almost like a rebuilding thing where, you know, Drake Douglas leaves among many, many other talented kids from that program.
Yeah, they lost some pitching. Yeah.
They did, and they're still trying to find some consistency because they're consistency away from being very good, as Eric Reynolds said after the game, and they're still trying to work on that, especially in practice.
Yeah, they've given up quite a few runs this year. It's funny, they beat Morville on Monday 14-1. Then, as you mentioned, they lost to Grenada Tuesday 7-4. They lost 12-2 to Starkville earlier this year. They beat Ripley 15-9. They lost to Morville earlier in the season 21-9. So, yeah, their results have kind of been all over the map. And, you know, it's a team that, again, went to the 5A championship series last year, but did lose a lot of really good players. So, but Eric Reynolds will have them on track. I don't know that they're going to compete for it this year, but they'll be back before too long. Game I was at, softball, it was Saltillo at Mantachie, featuring the two best pitchers in the Daily Journal coverage area, A.K. Willingham of Saltillo and Ramsey Montgomery of Mantachie. A.K., of course, the reigning Daily Journal Player of the Year. And, well, it wasn't quite the matchup I was hoping for because A.K. Willingham was a little banged up. Just before spring break, she took a fastball to the ribs. Actually, I think she got hit twice in that game. And they hadn't played in like a week and a half, so they kind of had her on a pitch count anyway. AK went four innings. Wasn't 100% herself, you could tell, but Mantachie did a good job at the plate with its offensive approach, and they end up getting the win 5-2. Dumped a couple of hits over third base in the first inning to kind of get the ball rolling. They went up 2-0. In the first, added another one in the third, and meanwhile, Montgomery was just rolling pretty much all night. Struck out 19 batters. Didn't run into any real trouble till the seventh. Gave up a two-run homer to Chloe Skelton, and then a double, and then she struck out the next three batters.
How many batters did she end up facing in total?
Let's see. She gave up five hits. And no other base runners, I don't believe so.
So she struck out 19 out of 24 batters.
19, 21 outs. 19 of those were strikeouts, then the five hits. So 19 of 26, I guess.
19 of 26. Wow.
Anyway, it's really good.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And she's having, I mean, she's been good for so long, but she might be even better this year. She's had this nagging elbow injury that she's dealt with the last two seasons. It had pitched in a lot of pain and still was one of the best pitchers around, but she finally got surgery back in December. Came back really sooner than expected. They were hoping maybe by spring break, but she's been at it pretty much all. She's been at it the whole time. She's pitched in all but one game, I think, for Mantachie. And so she is on a roll, and that's a good non-region win for Mantachie, our number two ranked team, Saltillo ranked number four. And hoping A.K. Willingham can quickly get back to 100% health, because they've got some more division games coming up. They're going to need her in a bad way there. So that's a little update from the diamond for you. Let's talk some basketball. Season's been over a couple of weeks, but, you know, always fun to talk hoops. Last week I did some player rankings because I got to looking at it, James, and that 2025 class around here, boys and girls, is loaded. I kind of knew it was, but then I started working on an all area. I was like, yeah, it's deep.
Yeah, plenty of talent and plenty of winners, too. A lot of people, obviously. The big ones being Macy Pfeiffer of Ingemar coming to mind, Kedrick Simmons of Boonville, both of whom, among a couple of others, have a lot of experience going deep into Jackson and taking home gold balls.
Yeah, I did the girls last week. I'll release the boys' rankings on Friday of this week. But yeah, the number one 2025 player among the girls around here, to me, it's a close call. But I went with Macy Pfeiffer of Ingemar, just ahead of Sanaya Cook of Boonville. Those two, you can flip a coin. I mean, they're different type players, but just both so versatile, and they've won championships, and it'll be fun just to watch them play another season. Number three, I had Jade Rucker of Tupelo, led the Golden Wave to a title. Carly Brock of Belmont, still say she's the best point guard around. She led her team to a title this year. Chloe Chisholm at Neusite really came back strong this year after the injury that slowed her down last year. Zaria Edwards of Starkville, just a big six-footer in the post. It's hard to do much with. Channing Lane at Pontotoc, number seven. Nadia Norfleet at Tupelo, number eight. Really quick guard, good on both ends of the floor. Lila Cox of Pontotoc at nine, and Jaylee Stafford of Biggersville at 10. She averaged 16 points, 14 rebounds a game. And carried that team probably farther than most people thought they could go, Biggersville.
State semifinals.
Yeah. So those are the girls' rankings. Again, the boys' rankings will be out on Friday. And speaking of Macy Pfeiffer, as we did a moment ago, she has picked up yet another accolade. She was named the Gatorade Player of the Year in Mississippi. That's all classifications. And she's already won the Miss Basketball Award for Class 2A, and that's the second time she's won that one. And now she's named best player in the whole state.
They've been giving this award since 1986, and before last week, only one area player won it. You guys may remember Tan White from Tupelo, 2001. Yeah. Obviously a big time WNBA player and won a state championship for Tupelo in 2001. Yeah. And now as a Macy Pfeiffer, there are two area players, so congrats to her.
I was surprised there was only one other one, I guess. I never looked at the list, but yeah. Macy averaged almost 20 points a game, 6 rebounds, and like I said, led Ingemar to another state title. Let's see here. Soccer. Speaking of awards, we did the all-area soccer team this past Saturday. If you didn't catch it, you can find it at djournal.com. Girls Coach of the Year, Matthew Reeder of Saltillo, led them to a second straight state title. Girls Player of the Year, one of his players, O.J. Miller, scored like 37 goals, had 27 assists. I mean, she was involved in almost half of the team's goals. Just ridiculous numbers, especially at the 6A level, James. Boys Coach of the Year, Austin Baker of New Albany, led them to the state finals for the first time. And Boys Player of the Year, Everett Van Every. That's such an Oxford name. Yeah, he's from Oxford. Is he going to Ole Miss? I don't know. He should with that name. Everett did a great player. 25 goals, I think, this year for him. Everett Van Every. And we got the full teams as well online at djournal.com, 12 boys and 12 girls. And we'll have all-area basketball this Saturday, by the way. So keep an eye out for that. We'll have players and coaches of the year, first, second, and third team. So it's basically the top 15 girls, top 15 boys in basketball. Okay, let's wrap it up with athletes of the week. The nominees this week, female athlete of the week, Julia Fair Gaines of Tupelo, Emma Jennings of East Webster, and Lizzie Meeks of Pine Grove. Male athlete nominees, Madden Butler of Corinth, Jackson Williams of Pontotoc, and Gavin Woolley of Faulkner. You can go to our Twitter page at DJournalSports to vote for female and male athletes of the week. And that's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us. I'm on Twitter at Brad Locke. James is on there at JS Murphy Media. Be sure to check out our sponsor, Pizza Doctor at Midtown Point in Tupelo. It's delicious. And that's it. We'll be back next week, I guess. Sorry, Pod Gator. I almost forgot about you again. Say bye to the people. Okay. See y'all next week.